side. Rest to the restless, freedom from fear, when things seem impossible.
It's now time for worship with the Family Circle of Souls Harbor. We invite you, your family, and your friends in this next hour to worship with Pastor Rick Libby and the Souls Harbor Singers as they lead you in the songs of the church and in the sharing of God's Word.
For all of the problems of life, the answer is Christ.
Good morning, friends. The scripture tells us in the 118th division of the Psalms, "This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." Welcome to another Souls Harbor worship service. That's what we've gathered together to do today, is to rejoice in the day that the Lord hath made for each one of us. It doesn't matter if everything is going our way or if everything is going against our way. God has given us this day, and so let's make the very best of this day and rejoice in the things that God has done for each one of us. Today, as we get started, we're asking Sue Ellen Deera and Nyla Carmichael to come and sing an old hymn of the church. Without a doubt, today, as we sail these seas of life, there are times when we get to enjoy calm waters. But then there are those times that really put us to the test. They wear us out with the labor that it takes to stay afloat. I'm talking about the rough seas of life. Thankfully, today, there is a place that God has prepared for us. We refer to it as the haven of rest. There in that haven, we can rest and relax. We can renew our strength, refresh our spirits, so that we can sail on a little bit further. Please, listen to the words of this song today. Maybe you need that haven of rest so that you can replenish your strength that has been taken away from you through the toils of life. If you'll do what they're talking about in this song, if you'll give it to God and let Him help you, He'll find rest for your soul. Sue Ellen Deera and Nyla Carmichael are coming to sing "The Haven of Rest." I like that part of the chorus that says, "The tempest may sweep o'er the wild stormy deep, but in Jesus I'm safe evermore." Oh, I believe that Jesus is more than adequate to protect us. He's able to keep us no matter how fierce the storms of life may be. He knows how to put us in the hollow of His hand to keep us safe from all harm. Today, I'm trusting Him to do that. I'm trusting Him to do it for my life, but I'm also trusting Him to do it for your life. I may not know what you're going through, but I know this: He's big enough, He's strong enough, He's able enough to keep you no matter what it is that has come your way. I can say that without any reservation because I believe that even in the valley, God is good. Listen to the words of this song that Holly Jondro is coming to sing. I believe them to be true today, that even though you may be in the valley, you'll discover that even in the valley, God is good.
Even in the valley, God is good. Even in the valley, He is faithful and true. He carries His children through like He said He would. Even in the valley, God is good. High upon the mountain, the sun is shining bright. My heart is filled with gladness here above the cares of life. Oh, but I just come through a valley of trouble, fear, and pain. It is there I came to know my God enough to stand and say, even in the valley, God is good. Even in the valley, He is faithful and true. He carries His children through like He said He would. Even in the valley, God is the road of life has led you through a valley of defeat. You wonder if the Father has heard your desperate pleas. Oh, but there is hope in a rugged place where fear and sorrow dwell. Can't you hear Him gently whispering, "I am here, all is well"? Even in the valley, God is good. Even in the valley, He is faithful and true. He carries His children through like He said He would. God is good. Even in the valley, God is good. Even in the valley, He is faithful and true. He carries His children through like He said He would. Children through like He said. said he would. Even in the valley, God is good.
It doesn't matter today what you use for a metaphor to describe where you are at in your life. You may refer to it as a sea. You may refer to it as climbing a mountain. You may refer to it as crossing a valley. Whatever you're using to describe it, we know this. We need God's help. Because even though the seas of life can become rough, the mountains that we're trying to climb become steep and rocky, or the valley that we're trying to cross becomes wide and dark, it's going to take the help of the Lord to get through it. Today, as we pause in this service to take your needs to the Lord in prayer, we're going to ask God that regardless of where you are at, He will find a way to get help to your life. Maybe today you just need a touch from Him that will strengthen you. It will help your resolve to keep going. Many times we just have to do that. We just have to keep going until we get to the place that God has prepared for our miracle. Giving up today may mean you never get there and the miracle never comes. You've come too far to give up. You've come too far to turn around and go back. It would be better to just use whatever strength you have left to take another step. For surely there will come a moment when you have taken the last step to where you will meet your miracle head on. Today I believe God has an answer for the help that you have need of. I'll pray with you, you pray with me, as we exercise our faith together. We're going to trust God for some miracles. Maybe you need just enough strength to get through the day. Oh, I know God can do it. I know God can give you more than that. So we're going to trust Him. We're going to put our lives in His hands today and let Him help us. Would you pray with me? Precious Lord and Savior, we do thank You today for all the help of yesterday. We know that You have been with us. We know that You are the one that has gotten us this far. Lord, if we're going to make it through this day, we're going to need another touch from You. We're going to need more help from heaven. If we're going to make it in the days to come, Lord, today we need You to begin to put things in place so that as each day comes, we will have what it's going to take to make it through, to overcome the challenges that are before us, to experience some victories along the way to help us to make it to the end of our journey. Lord, for those that are sailing the rough seas, climbing the high mountains, crossing the dark valleys, I pray that Your presence will become known to them, that they will feel You there in the midst of what they're going through, so that they will know they can be assured that everything is going to be all right because You have them in the hollow of Your hand. Touch each one, I pray today. In the great name of Jesus, we ask it. Amen.
Life is like a mighty so tossed and driven, billows rise within the heart of every man. Storms so many times, they leave the heart with questions that you don't need to understand. You just need to hold. my life down here is through, and Jesus calls me to my home up there.
There are times in our life where we may think and feel like that if we could understand what was happening around us, somehow we could be okay with things. We'd find a way to deal with them. We'd find a way to work through them. But we don't always understand the things that are happening around us, especially in this day and age that we're living in. We can't understand the things that God is trying to accomplish. How God is taking this event, and this event, linking them together so that one event could take place. We don't know what it's going to take to see salvation in some men and women's souls. We don't know what it's going to take to work the miracle that some people are greatly in need of, but God does. With our finite thinking, we can't see it, but God knows what He's doing. He has a big picture in mind where all we can see is the little picture. Today it just might be that God never tells us why something has taken place in our life. But if we can be patient with God, the day will come when all the things will come together to accomplish God's will, His plan for our life. God is always working things for our good. That we can be assured of. So, we just have to learn to be okay with what God is doing. I'm going to let the song that Joni Tilton is coming to sing preach its own sermon today. She's coming to sing a song that says, "If You Never Tell Me Why."
Lord, I know enough about You. I never need to doubt You. But I'm walking through this valley once again. And my soul is deeply troubled. I wonder why You let me struggle. Some things are just too hard to understand. And Lord, I'm weary while I'm waiting, and I wonder why You're hesitating. How I wish this greater plan was plain to see. But if I'm not to know the meaning, I will keep on leaning on the everlasting arms that carry me. For there will always be questions, and sometimes there'll be no answers. Help us learn to trust You more as days go by. I know my trial is for a season. And I know that you have a reason. Even if you never tell me why. My restless heart is open, and I wonder why you have not spoken to me. Words that might explain this mystery. But I will listen in the silence, for I know that when I'm quiet, you choose to do your deepest work in me. For there will always be questions, and sometimes there'll be no answers. Help us learn to trust you more as days go by. I know my trial is for a season. I know, Lord, you have a reason. Even if you never tell me why. Even if you never tell me why.
Paul the Apostle tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 that we walk by faith, not by sight. Woe to the person who only moves according to what they see. We may not always be able to see what lies ahead. We may not understand the things that are happening around us. So we walk on by faith. Believing, though we cannot see and we may not hear, we believe that God goes with us. Faith is not just for the destination. Many times that's what we use our faith for. It is for the one thing that we want God to do for us. It might be a healing. It may be a need of provision. It may be working out a problem that we have with our workers or our family or some other thing. But faith is for more than just the destination. Faith is for the journey. I don't need him today like I did yesterday. And I may not need him tomorrow like I do today. But my faith says that regardless of what course of direction my life may take, God is with me. And if he's with me, I'm just going to keep trusting him until he brings me to the end of this journey. Today there's a song that Wanda St. Peter's coming to sing that really does tell what I'm trying to say today. It's a song that's entitled, I Will Trust in You.
Letting go of every single dream, I lay each one down at your feet. Every moment of my wandering never changes what you see. I've tried to win this war, I confess. My hands are weary, I need your rest. Mighty warrior, king of the fight, no matter what I face, you're by my side. When you don't move the mountains, I'm needing you to move. When you don't part the waters, I wish I could walk through. When you don't give the answers as I cry out to you, I will trust, I will trust, I will trust in you. Truth is, you know what tomorrow brings. There's not a day ahead you have not seen.
things be my life and breath. I want what you want, Lord, and nothing less.
When you don't move the mountains, I'm needing you to move. When you don't part the waters, I wish I could walk through. When you don't give the answers as I cry out to you, I will trust, I will trust, I will trust in you. I will trust in you. You are my strength and comfort. You are my steady hand. You are my firm foundation, the rock on which I stand. Your ways are always higher. Your plans are always good. There's not a place where I'll go you've not already stood. When you don't move the mountains, I'm needing you to move. When you don't part the waters, I wish I could walk through. When you don't give the answers as I cry out to you, I will trust, I will trust, I will trust in you. I will trust in you. I will trust in you. I will trust in you.
I'm certain that when we come to this time in our service each week, that we have many, many viewers that breathe a collective sigh and say to themselves, "Oh no, not again." Well, I know that this can be difficult for folk, that you'd rather we fill this time with another song or something else. I've tried as much as I can to think of another way of doing this so that we could avoid having to do it. But to be honest with you, I just haven't been able to come up with anything else. I do know this. If I were sitting where you are, I might possibly feel the same way you do. But if you were sitting where I am, then you would know the necessity of taking a couple of moments out of each week's service to ask folk to consider to give a financial contribution to the Souls Harbor ministry. We just can't do without you. You are the ones that are keeping this ministry alive and on the air. With your help each week, we're able to come and offer something that we trust and believe is a help to our viewers. We know that we hear from so many people who are asking us, "Please do whatever you've got to do to stay on the air because we need you." We understand that for so many, this is your worship service for the week. It's sad that there are people today that are in those kinds of situations, but we're glad, and this is one of those things that we rejoice about, is that God, knowing that folk are in that situation, He has provided a ministry such as this to help folk through their difficult times. Would you consider being a part of this ministry so that you can be a help to those who are depending upon the ministry of Souls Harbor? Perhaps today you're going out to your local church where you can worship with your church family. Well, on your way there, think about what it's like if you were denied that opportunity. Who knows? Maybe something that is said or done in this service today will be that little extra something that you need. Even though you can get to your own church, maybe God will take what you hear in this service and what you hear in the service you are about to attend, and together God will bring it to fruition. And that you have needed from God will be done. We're just asking you today, please, prayerfully consider helping us with the financial expenses of airing this ministry on television, so that we can return another week to air another worship service. If you'd like to be a part of this ministry, then Please listen to the contact information that I'm about to give to you so that you can get in contact with us in the next few days. In the U.S., you would write to Souls Harbor, Post Office Box 275, Corinth, Maine, 04427. If you'd like to make a contribution by Visa, MasterCard, or Discover Card, please call our U.S. office at 207-285-3131. You can also use the convenience of making a contribution online. You can do so by visiting our website, www.soulsharbor.tv. There, 24 hours a day, you can make a contribution by simply clicking on the donate button at the bottom of the homepage. If you'll do that, you'll be able to get a contribution directly to us. For our friends in Canada, please write to our Canadian office at Souls Harbor, Post Office Box 611, Centerville, New Brunswick, E7K3H5. If you'd like to make a contribution by Visa, MasterCard, or Discover Card, please call our Canadian office at 506-276-3551. Thank you so much for helping us again today. We appreciate everything that is done on behalf of Souls Harbor. We know that we have so much to be grateful for, and we do truly thank God each and every day for friends like you. As we get ready to share something from the Word of God, I want to go over and, well, I'm not sure if I'm going to sing a confessional or if it's a testimonial. I guess I'll let you decide. What I'm coming to sing is a song that says, "Without Him, I could do nothing." Oh, that is so true today. I would shudder to think what my life might be if I had to try to live without Him, even for one moment. I'm not going to try it because I'm convinced every moment of every day I need Him. Listen to the words of this old song. If you know it, sing it along with me. But let's worship the Lord together as we say to one another, without Him, we can do nothing. So we need Him today more than we've ever needed Him before. Listen to the words of this old song, "Without Him." Without Him, I could do nothing. Without Him, I'd surely ship without a sail. Without Him, I would be dying, and without Him, I'd be enslaved. Without Him, my life would be worthless. But with Jesus, thank God, I'm saved. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Know Him today. Please don't turn Him away. Oh, Jesus. Oh, my Jesus.
without Him, how lost I would be. Yes, without Him, how lost I would be.
I know today, without a doubt, that if it wasn't for Jesus in my life, I would be lost. Not just a little lost. I would be hopelessly lost. I was thinking the other day of an event that took place when I was just a young teenager. A group of us boys at the church were learning how to plan a hike through the woods where we would leave point A and we would hopefully come out at point B. It was called a beeline hike. We had our maps, our compass, and our leader was teaching us how to plot a course to where we could come out within about 100 feet of where we had planned to arrive. I remember the day after we had planned and charted our course, it came time to implement it, to see how good a job we had done. We went to the woods behind the church and we struck out. It was only going to be about a mile and a half hike through the woods, but it was going to be all woods. It wasn't going through one backyard into the next backyard into the next backyard. It didn't take long for us to step into the woods and have the trees and the forest surround us to where, in the natural, we couldn't see which way we had to go. We had our compass, we had our map, we had a leader who was teaching us how to look at the different signs in nature to help point the direction. But the longer we journeyed, the more we began to wonder what we had gotten ourselves into. We were surrounded by four roads, so we were comforted in thinking that we would eventually find a way out of the woods that we were in, even if it wasn't where we were planning to be. I remember that feeling. That was in the daylight. That's when we could see things. I wondered what it would have been like if we'd have tried to do that in the evening when it was dark and we had nothing to see by except what ambient light there was around us. And then I thought, oh, I'm glad we did this in the middle of the day with a sun that was shining and we could see where we were going. I've heard of people who got lost in the woods. They crossed paved highways and entered woods on the other side of the road, not realizing that they hadn't gone in that section of woods. It's amazing how lost a person can be with such little effort, and such is the way it is in life. We can be lost, but then we can be really lost because we're unaware of where we're headed. We don't know what we're doing. We do things that we think are helping us, only to discover later on that those things actually were making us more lost. Today, the answer to being lost is Jesus. He's the one that can always see the way through the things that we're going through in life. If you're feeling lost today, then my advice to you is try Jesus. Because if you'll surrender your life to Him, He will get you out of that lost condition. He will put you in a place where things can be known, and you can have a confidence that everything is going to be all right. Oh, let me quickly read a passage of Scripture to you. It'll talk a little bit of what I'm trying to describe to you today and help you to understand. It's found in the Gospel of Matthew, Matthew chapter 14. I know time is slipping away from us, but I want to take time to read about 5-6 verses of Scripture out of this passage today, so that you can get the story in your thinking. I know it's a somewhat familiar story, But sometimes we remember the story and forget the details. Today, I'd like to pick this story apart a little bit so that you can remember the details, understand what those details mean to us, and at the same time, convey to you the truth that Jesus, His presence in your life, makes all the difference in the world. In Matthew chapter 14, beginning with verse 22, "And straightway Jesus constrained His disciples to get into a ship and to go before Him unto the other side, while He sent the multitudes away. And when He had sent the multitudes away, He went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, He was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went out to them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw Him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, It is a spirit. And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid." Before I go any further, let me just tell you, I can't begin to count the number of times when I've heard that still small voice speak within the depths of my being. Be of good cheer. Be not afraid. It's me. It's Jesus. I'm here. And because I'm here, it's going to be all right. Oh, the soothing comfort of His voice makes the difference to know that even when you don't know where you are, and you don't know what's going on, and you don't have a solution to the problem at hand, Jesus is there. And because He's there, He's helping you. He's making the difference. It's true today. There is no friend like Jesus. No, not one. He's able to go with you wherever you may find yourself through the course of your life. All you have to do, from wherever you are, even if you are as lost as you have ever been, all you have to do is to whisper His name, and He knows exactly where you're at. He knows exactly how to help you in the midst of where you're at. He knows how to get you out of the thing that you have now found yourself in. You may feel like you're as lost as you've ever been lost, but all it takes is the whispering of His name to be found. When I look at the story of these disciples, I begin to pick apart a little bit of the things that are happening. They find themselves out on the sea. They find themselves out on the sea at night. Now, I'm not a seaman. I've not spent a lot of time on the water. But in my imagination, I would think that one of the worst times to be out on an open sea would be after dark, when there is no reference point, no light to guide you to where you are going. We're not talking about a little puddle of water here. We're talking about where there is nothing on the horizon that you can use as a reference point to help you to find your way to where you need to get. These men were out on what must have been a calm night. It doesn't seem like if the storm had already been evident that they would have dared do it. They would have waited until the storm passed. But they went out on the water when it was relatively calm, when there didn't seem to be any danger in sight. But suddenly, as was prone to happen on this sea, suddenly a storm arose. Now it's dark and the waves have grown rough. It would seem like even to these in this boat that had experience of being out on the water, that their lives were now in jeopardy. When we look at the things that are happening, the darkness, the storm, the storm represents something that they could not control. There was no reaching over to flip a switch and have the storm stop until they got safely on dry ground. They were in something that they had lost control of. Now it was in control of them. The darkness represented something that they could not know. How do you know how to navigate to where you need to be, where there is a safe place? There's too many unknowns. There's too many factors that you can't control, so therefore you can't find your way to safety. Then, of course, fear settles in. Don't think less of these men because they found themselves in a place of fear. If we were in their place, we would have been afraid as well. Fear represents the question of what can be done. Don't you think that in the midst of this storm, when the boat's taking on water, it looks like it could capsize at any time. It looks like that they could lose their life, that they weren't saying to one another, what are we going to do? How many times have we along the road of life stopped and said to ourselves, what are we going to do? And because we didn't have an answer to that question, our fear begins to build. It really doesn't take too long for us to build up a fear that overwhelms us. Over the last few weeks and months, I've run into so many people, it seems, that were so afraid of all these things that we seem to be going through. Even if it wasn't happening in our own neighborhood, we were afraid that it would come to our neighborhood and change everything. Everything would be destroyed. Everything would be lost, including one's own life. Fear. Sometimes, I know I may be criticized for saying this. I know that we there's a part of us that would like to say it just cannot happen in the life of a Christian. But sometimes even we Christians become afraid, fearful of the things that have come to our life. In this moment, these men look over the side of the boat and they see something that should have calmed them, but it struck even more fear. Because in the minds of those ancient mariners, to see a ghost walking on the water, it was perceived as a sign that all was going to be lost. When they first saw Jesus, they thought it was a spirit, a ghost. They took it for what they had been taught to take it as, that this was a sign, we've reached the end. We're going to perish out here in this storm. But all of a sudden, that spirit, that ghost, began to talk to them. Jesus identifies himself. He says, be of good cheer. It is I. Don't be afraid. Friend, today, if we look up and we see Jesus approaching us, don't let fear overwhelm you, but take peace, take solace for your soul, because Jesus has arrived in the storms of your life. It's an indication everything is going to be all right. Even if the storm could defy him, Jesus knows how to keep us through the storm. But what we hear from God's word is all Jesus has to do is speak to the winds, peace, be still, and the winds will cease their blowing. If the wind ceases its blowing, then the waves will cease their rolling. We don't seem to be too fearful on a calm sea, even if there was no light of day to navigate by. We know that if we could just be patient, we'll get to a point where we can see where we're going. But even if it's dark, it was in the fourth watch of the night, which meant it was about somewhere between 3 and 6 in the morning when it was at its darkest. There was no way for them to see where safety was. But it didn't matter. Safety was going to find them. And today, friends, safety will find you if in the midst of your present storm, you will call out the name of Jesus. He will come to where you are. Lord, we know that there are many, many storms represented in our audience today. We know that there is darkness, there is peril, there is much fear. But God, I pray that you will walk on the waters of their life. Go to where they are today and calm their fearful hearts and let them know it's all in your hands, it's all in your control. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.
As you travel down life's road, He is with you every day. With every step you take, He's walked ahead of you. And every night as you lay down, angels are camping all around. You'll never
the wide seas no more.